Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're really in love, it kind of be like this right here. Wet, wet Wednesday. This is Van Hunt. We are the Monstars. E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable. Wet, wet Wednesday starts now.
I love it when we make mistakes. Because once again, it gives me a reason to complain. I love the battle lines, the battle lines we draw when crossing the mud. Ooh, I love it when we fight, standing on the verge of breaking up or making love.
Monsters Radio, wet Wednesday. Hey, sometimes it be like that. Hey, you'll put up with some things when you really, really in love. So, all right, how you feeling tonight, Miss Unbelievable?
Well, you just got to be all hugged up and snuggle-bugged. I was feeling freaky, but now I'm like all in a romantic and intimacy situation. I'm like, my mind does switched on me. I'm like, oh, I don't even know hot up here. I feel like Sybil right now.
Well, that's what's up. I'm glad I can make you feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
It's Wet Wednesday, Sexy Conversation with Aurora, brought to you by SolarMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, MonstarsRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. What we going to be on tonight, all buns intended?
I got Truth or Dare and Have You Ever over here. What you got?
I'm trying to go deep under the covers. You know what I mean? I want to get back to that freak or romantic thing that you just said right there. I want to know if there are different, you know what I mean? That's what I want to know. That's one. But the other one is it about intimacy when you're getting it in, or is it about the orgasm?
Oh,
that's a damn good question.
That is.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, I'm just saying. Because if you can't bust one, I mean, do you just be like, no, we not finna play around at all. We not finna, you know.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to let that marinate. I got some scenarios for y'all coming up. Got some hot new music. I guess another question that could be asked is, you know, musically, saying that, you know, we try to drop the R&B. We're trying to keep the R&B alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With music on Wednesday nights, you know, sometimes it's hard to find some good R&B, you know? I mean, just some good R&B, hear some good R&B music. So that's what we're trying to do, keep that alive. So, you know, the question, I got something to ask y'all about coming up, a little bit of a song. Like, how do y'all feel about remakes? Are they still as sexy as before? Should the artist leave them alone? You know, I mean, I heard some good ones. That's some good remakes now. I heard some good ones now, man. I heard some horrible ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, why did you fuck with a classic? So
right.
That's going to be one coming up. So,
okay.
I mean, can you think of scenarios like that? I mean, don't give it away right now. We're trying to let it marinate. But, I mean, can you think of there might have been a few songs out there? You'd be like, no, nah, you probably should have left that alone. Well,
Yeah. I think there's a few. Yeah.
She said, yeah, with conviction. Yeah. Okay. So,
some people should
we got those things coming up. I can't wait to get to this Truth or Dare. I'm not going to play. I'm going to let y'all play, but, you know, I would get in trouble when I do Truth or Dare. You know.
Wow.
I always end up getting cussed out by somebody. If I'm in a relationship, it's over. I'm just saying, it never worked out for me. Like, you play too much. You keep it too real. My bad. I thought that's what the game was. Can we just play a game?
We just gonna play the game. So get ready. We playing Truth or Dare, y'all. So get ready. You know, it's fun. It's all about fun. It, you know, don't take it serious. That's y'all problem
right
now. Y'all take things too serious.
Right.
And then you know what? I wanna at the end of the show, I'm gonna give, you know, some insight on the vagina.
Okay. We'll have my notes ready. I'm always down to hear about some vagina. Some vagina, however y'all
insight
wanna call it.
Of the vagina. Some knowledge of your vagina. Because, you know, some people don't know about the vagina and the beauty of the vagina.
Guess they're going to learn today. Okay, then. So, let's see. I don't even know who I want to play tonight. Matter of fact, I'll just jump into one of the songs I was talking about when I said about remakes. Check it out. If you remember the song, you know what? I'm just going to let it run. and then we'll come back to it. This is Cisco, Sean Stockham, Raheem Devine, and Omar Wilson. See if you know what remake this is. Wet, Wet Wednesday. With the roar.
I don't
want to
know
a
about
little bit of woo-wee.
Any secret of yours I want to know about.
And
I want to read your mind. Know your deepest feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me share the mystery.
You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that, little youngin'.
Ooh.
That's that old Secret Garden right there. Yeah, I know. It was the title of the song. It's kind of hard not to know. But if you know the song, I mean, be honest. What do you think of the remake?
I wish they would have just had one person sing it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like, because some people didn't hit the right notes for me like that song gives. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever started out singing, yeah, they could have sung the whole song all and I would have been like, yes, I would have got into it. But some of them was like, their vocals wasn't hitting, so, like the song was up and down. Like, okay. Oh, yeah, no. So, no, I would take the original version.
Right. Well, I think they did it justice. I'd still tap buns to it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep it 100. You know, I still like it. Did they hit, like you said, did they hit all the notes like the original dudes did? But who gonna do that but the original? I mean, it's gonna be, you'd have to, I mean, who would, maybe some Fantasia. I'm trying to think of who would be able to even compare to even any of the James Ingram and what a bot, man, come on. They did the best they could. So, I mean, I like it. I'm going to give it to them. I like it. You know, I like it. I like it. So,
I
right.
would
Y'all
literally
can
be like, put the original on. I would be like, nah, put the original on. You not tapping it. Just put the original on, please. Thank you.
So, all right. So that's that. I got another one coming up here, or I got more coming up here for you guys just a little bit. Also, here is a comment I had put out here earlier. What's a good sexy topic? And I got a response from a lady by the name of Cold Piece. Y'all heard it here on the show before. I believe she's doing some big things with some people, doing some other stuff. I don't know if it's TV or some other podcast stuff. Definitely, if you know Cold Piece, make sure you connect with her, see all the new things she's got going on. But like I said, I had put up here, what's a good sexy topic? She had put up here, how comfortable are we with our partners if we have fetish? You know, if you have a fetish, how comfortable are you with your partner, you know, about sharing your fetish? And then she also put, the part two of it is, we'll just combine it together. It says, basically she's saying, do we lead a secret life or do we tell them? And if you tell them, when is the best time to say something? So that's also something, too, right there. I mean, I guess, to me, a fetish, especially something you really like, obviously that's why it's called a fetish, dumbass. I think you should somehow break the ice. I don't know if you want to joke about it, but somehow subtly bring it up in the beginning, right off the bat. You dig? Right off the bat. Soon as something about sexuality comes up, blah, 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 just throw it out there. Just say, like, they'd be like, oh, so you coming back to my house tonight? Oh, shit. Oh, so you must, I don't know, whatever your fetish is. You must be trying to. Now, if they go, ooh, it, you know already. Okay, either I'm just going to go after, you know, just a night of fun or, you know, and I don't know, but you get what I'm saying. But I think it should be done right up front. I think it should be, you know, right away. Because you don't want to get halfway down somewhere, you know, and then you be talking about, oh, I like it anal. And then they be talking about, no, I don't want to do anal. It's just, you know, whatever. But you don't want to be down the line and then now you just, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm just going to say that. I don't know what you're going to do, but we're going to leave it at that for the point of the conversation. So, you know, to me, that's when I would do it. You know, I'd subtly drop it out there, you know, hey, you must be trying to get some head tonight. I don't know. So, I mean, what about you? When do you think? And, you know, should somebody lead a double life because somebody's not in the, you know, your fetish?
I think that's a conversation, you know, you have. do you have any fetishes? That'd be something like you can have like questions, like you write different questions on like popsicle sticks and you put them in the jar and yours have a red mark, they have a blue mark. And you go, you pick one. And so, and this is conversation starters. And so if that one comes up, do you have a fetish? Both of you guys got to answer the question and then I'll answer it. And then you answer it. Now if the fetish is, you know, outrageous and they look at you funny, you'd be like, so what do you think? Is that something that you would want to do or no? But it won't be like right off the bat. I think maybe if we're looking towards a committed relationship or something that's going to continue, because I'm just not going to tell you my fetish and you just, you know, use it just to have it. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely,
right.
I'm not living no double life for nobody, because you got to take me as I am. You know what I'm saying? Why live a double life? Then I might as well cheat. You know, if I got to live a double life, I might as well be with you. Because unless I like living a double life, unless that's something that I'm choosing to do with other people because I don't want to be honest with you, or I don't want to be open about my fetish, or I'm not all secure within my fetish, that's the only reason why I would say that I will have to live a double life about it. Because if my partner don't want to do it, then I have to decide if I even want you as my partner, because that's something that I like to do. Are you willing to do something that I like to do? And if not, I will have to make that decision. Well, then you may not be the one.
Right, right. And I was going to say that. And if they're not into your fetish, I mean, is that like a deal breaker?
Well, because
not,
I'm
like,
going to seek
I mean?
That from someone else, then I'm going to want to seek that from someone else. If that's a fetish is something that you cannot get over. That's something that you want to do. And so if that is something that's embedded in me that I'm going to want to do eventually through this time and I cannot get that done or have it done, I'm going to seek it out from somewhere else. And that's not fair, because you let me know up front that you wasn't going to do that. So why did I keep you on thinking that, oh, maybe you're going to change your mind, and you're not. That's something you're not into. If someone says, I'm not into anal at all, not doing anal, there's nothing you could do for me to do anal, and you love anal, come on. You're going to go get anal from somebody else who loves to do anal.
Right. Yeah, you got a point. You got a point. All right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I ain't trying to live no double life. You know what I mean? But shit, I just got to guess. I got to just fucking accept I'm going to end up being single. Because my fetish is two Asian midgets and Amazon from Nairobi. All at the same time. Ain't nobody going for that. Can you imagine me coming out and like, hey, yeah, let's, no. I'm going to be like, get your nasty ass up out my house. But, all right, let's see. You got more new music for y'all. This is Gene Noble. A new track. This is kind of, you got to tell me how y'all feel about it. You dig? This is called Matching Tattoos. I don't know if they breaking up or making up. Y'all let me know when you figure it out. I just thought it was sexy.
We live, y'all. Wet. Let's get it. Yeah.
It took a minute trying to sleep without my meat on your back. Damn, I needed you back, babe. But you ain't coming back, babe. Oh, yeah. Your friends got so much to say. You think they got your back, but they just want you back, babe. Cause misery loves company. Oh yeah. Did your dirt and I did mine. It still hurts, it's gonna take time, but we'll be fine. Yeah. Aren't you glad that we didn't go through? We're getting them we had, it's slowly fading from view.
Like I said, I don't know if they was breaking up, making up, but that shit was sexy. I'm just saying. So, all right, no R&B music. Hopefully we got something you ain't never heard before. But we got some other music coming up for y'all in just a little bit. So we're back with our conversation. Don't forget, tonight's show has been brought to you by SoulOfMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel, MonstarsRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, it's unbelievable. We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
Let's see, are we off the fetish? Are we on to another one of our topics?
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
All right. So, what was one of the ones that you had for tonight?
Mine is Truth or Dare.
Okay. Usually this get me put out of my house, but okay, let's go. Truth or dare, what we on
truth
tonight?
Or
what
dare? Okay. Have you got any sexual fantasies that you've never satisfied?
Okay. So I say it again to Asian midgets. And a big Asian from Nairobi. Okay, let's see if we can pick another one.
Is that a truth for real?
Yeah.
That has never gotten satisfied.
No. Mm-mm. See, I want the two Asian chicks rubbing my feet. You dig?
Oh, my God.
And the Nairobi lady massaging my back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mhm.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then they just throw me in the air like a parachute, and I just come down floating. And they just do what they do. Ooh wee.
Okay.
About to have a moment.
Okay.
Let's see. Do I have any other realistic type touch of things. Okay. How about two chicks from Nairobi and one from Asia?
Oh my God.
No, that's the same one. That's just remix. Let me think on that one for a hot minute. I'm kind of old, so, you know, ain't too many tricks this dog ain't seen. So how about you? Do you have any fantasies that you might have thought of that you have not yet fulfilled?
Yes. Me on a nice, not hot night, but a warm night, butt naked in the pool, making love with lights all over the place. Just me, the pool, going on the water, coming up, up on the edge,
mm-hmm.
leg, having the water float with you. Yeah. Getting the floating device, on the floating device. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
You pulling my hair. Oh, my God. I'm going underwater trying to hold my breath, trying to do some oral sex. Hey, hey, baby, baby.
Right. Okay, okay. I guess fantasies are like those, aren't they? They're just things that you would like to do or some things that you might imagine you might want to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you will do.
I got.
Eventually.
Right, if you find the right person. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I always wanted to, on the top of a hill outside, in the grass, just get it in. Just full butt naked. Like we just fucking cave people. And we just got on top of this hill and a big ass moon. Full moon, so I could see. You know, I'm a boy. I like to see. I like to watch. Let the moon just shine off your body. And yeah, and feel. Unfortunately, that shit would never work in Minnesota because the mosquitoes will eat both of y'all alive. Get it?
Yeah. Completely naked, but not all the way naked.
But yeah, I would like that.
Okay.
That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't got so soaked in that one. The background music went out. Okay, let's get it back. So okay. So that's that one. Or you got more?
Okay. Is there something about you that people think isn't true?
Is there something about me people think isn't true?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of the shit people say about me.
Right.
A lot of that shit ain't true. I can't sum some of it down. I'm trying to think of one. Something somebody might say about me that's not true. They only like certain kind of women. They're not picky when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's about it. That's all I can think. I know that's bland as hell, ain't it? Like some podcast this turned out to be. shit, that's all I can think of. I can't really think of much else. I mean, is there something people might say about you that's not true?
A lot of people think that I'm innocent and that I'm not, like, freaky. They are really surprised. Because sometimes I don't have this aura of, like, being sexy. I have an aura of being sensual, but not a freak. So when they find out, they're like, you a freak, freak. They're really surprised about it. Because I don't give an aura. Like, if you saw me, you'd be like, she's not no freak. She's just, she loved that romantic stuff. Or she loved, you know, so they got a misconception that I'm just this sweet, you know, person who wants intimacy and romance all the time. But, yeah, that's what I usually get. Oh, you know, she's sensual, but she's not ultra sex, you know, sexual or freaky or anything like that. So, yeah, I get that all the time.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. You know what I mean? 'Cause, yeah. I mean, you kind of got that uppity look, you know, like you took your finger up when you drink your tea. You know what I mean? Like a sexual night at your house would be you butt naked on a fur in front of a fireplace with your stockings and high heels on with your glasses. You dig? I'm just saying it's just gonna be a little classy with some wine or something like that. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna have no Southern Comfort or nothing like that. No Cisco, no shit like that. You gonna have some wine and some nice glasses. Matter of fact, your wine gonna be set up right. It's not just going to be sitting on the table. It's going to be sitting in an essence. That's what we're going to be sitting in an essence with candles and shit, smelling all good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Some aphrodisiac berries or shit from some old country ain't nobody ever heard of.
Exactly. That's in one room, right? That's in one room.
With a tiger
that's in
chained
one room.
Up in the corner.
Yeah, that's in one room. Now go to the next. Go to the next room.
Tell us what's in the next room. So what's in the next room?
Oh, the next room is, you know, we're doing some bondage and some BDL and some ropes and some chains and some hot oil and some vibrators and some of everything.
See, I'm already shy. You said some shit I don't even, you said BDP or some BLM, Black Lives Matter. You said
BDL.
Somebody, what'd you say?
BL. Bondage. BDL. Bondage.
Oh, okay. My bad. BDL. If somebody telling me about their fetish and they say BDL. All right.
You better know it's the bondage, boy. You about to be tied up, submission. You go in there, get on all fours, or you stand. You wait for their command to be like, okay, now you go lay on the bed. And then you go lay on the bed, okay, now you talk. Oh, don't you speak. It's that submission and that submissive and that dominance up in that room. And then you just be like, okay. Then he'd be like, give me your hands so I can tie your hands. And you tie the hands. And then you'd be like, don't say nothing. And then if he spank you, you know, with the paddle, you'd be like, don't. You better not say ouch or you're going to have to do something really rough. And you'd be like, so you decide. You say something, you'd be like, okay, you said something. Okay, now it's going to be even harder. Oh, yeah. That's in the other room. That's in the other room.
See, now when I hear bondage, you have to correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I'm new to this whole bondage type thing. Matter of fact, I need to go watch some videos. But whenever I hear bondage, I know about the whips and chains, but I always think of the person wearing that leather mask. Well, there ain't no mouth, it's just the eyes and a zip up in the back.
That's just the costume, you know, because that's just, you know, the costumes that you can wear, but that's not always necessarily what you want to wear. I mean, some people wear that because they're saying, they're putting a mask over their face to say, I'm not the same person, I'm coming into the dominant person. So this person you don't know is not the same person that I was in another room, so I'm going to put the mask on to show you that this is a different person. That's all that is. It's not... it's part of the whole aura of being dominant. That's almost like when a submissive, not always, you know, there's always the outfits that they could put on, you know, the chains and the leathers and the whips and the different things like that. It's just easier to come into the mood of what the dominant and submissive roles are in the room. Like, you got to have a setup, though. gotta have your bed, you gotta have your swing, you gotta have your all your stuff in your room. You gotta have it all. You gotta have where you're hold, you know, where you could be standing up, sitting down, you know, different things. You gotta have your room, you know, the drawers for your whips, your paddles, your feathers, your handcuffs, your vibrators, your dildos, your, you gotta have room for it all. So when you go in there, you know, and you gotta have your code word, and you gotta have all that, you know, ready. You gotta have your contract. What goes on here stays here. You know, different things like that, because it does go to the next level of freakiness. You know, like, that's not the place where you're gonna get intimacy. That's not the place where it's gonna be romance. That's strictly fucking.
Right. And I, on that note, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, that's what we're going to talk about. It's about the intimacy or the orgasm. All I'm going to say, all that stuff you was just saying, see, this is why they be coming up with songs like this right here. This is a take it back a little bit. This right here is Jamie Foxx. Before You Change Me. I'm just saying. Wow. You are unbelievable. Wednesday.
Our
live radio podcast. With a roar.
With a roar. Yes.
Thank you. world, man. I really gave up on this, you know. I finally met a girl to do for me, though.
Wet, wet Wednesday. Yeah. So, all right. We're bringing it back. Wet Wednesday podcast. Wednesday night. If I can even say it right. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Sexy conversation with the roar. So all right. We got up next. Let's see. We talked about a couple of things already. Let's see. We did a truth or dare. We had a comment from Cold Peace. Interacted on one of our comments on Facebook. So now we're at the point of, is it about the intimacy or the orgasm when you're getting it in? I guess that's kind of a vague, now that I say it, you know what I mean? I guess it's like, when are we talking about? Because sometimes I'm just trying to bust a nut. And sometimes, I'm trying to get that deep, deep, deep fulfillment. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that roll over, can't move type shit.
Yes.
So I guess to kind of set it up, reason why I asked that, because, you know, there'll be like times like, you know, I know, like, you have to correct me, but I assume a lot of times with women, it's intimacy, you know. Y'all might be, you know, for whatever reason, maybe y'all be like, oh, I love this motherfucker or whatever, you know, and it starts that chemical balance, and now y'all want to get it in, da-da-da. I'd be like, oh, he looking good today, I want to get it in, da-da-da. So I think it's kind of that. With men, I think it's just kind of, you know, hey, I'm trying to bust this nut. But not always, not just that. But you get what I'm saying? It's just more of, I want to fuck. It's like a back rub. You know what I mean? Whether you want it or not, if it's available, I'm going to take it.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know. So, you know, because, like, an example. If a woman's on her period, usually the guy is like, get away from me. No, I can't get none at the end. No, get away from me. I mean, but y'all can still, you know, play around. Just don't play right there. You know, you can still stimulate her, you know, nipple stimulation and kissing and caressing and, you know, all the other stuff. You just know that it's not going to go no further than that. It's almost like when y'all first met, you know.
It shouldn't. But nowadays, they don't care. They just put a towel down and get it. I mean, I'm serious. Nowadays, they'll say, oh, we'll go get it in the shower so the blood can run down. So that's not they don't use that one no more. Not that one.
Well, yeah, I hear you. But, I mean, I think that kind of comes with time. I mean, I'm not trying to just meet some chick and she's talking about some, oh, I'm on my rig and we still going to get all this business. No. Why? You know, I'm not going to say
that's
nothing.
You, sir.
That's kind of shaming people.
That's you,
but,
sir. That's you, sir. That's your perspective. But most people who like getting it in and just want to fuck, they don't give a fuck what it is. They want to fuck.
Right. I am kind of bougie. I be fucking with my pinky finger up.
Yes.
So... But, you know, but I think that's a good question, though, you know?
Yeah,
is it about
I love
the intimacy it. Or,
You know, I think for women, and I don't know if I speak for most women, our intimacy already starts with the kissing and on the ear and, you know, on the neck. And then how far, like, we feel that intimacy there and, you know, if that kiss gets real deep and y'all just get to going, right, then we know the end result is the orgasm, right? We want them both.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like one and the same. But it all depends, even like because how a quickie could be an intimacy, because how you're touching me, how you're caressing me, we automatically feel the intimacy with it. Otherwise, we don't want it to come off as, oh, he's taking it and it's over there. So we automatically put the intimacy part of, oh, he's rubbing my back, he's grabbing my hair, we already feeling the, oh, my God, this is about to be, I'm about to bust a nut. We want a nut every time. Let's not get it twisted. We want an orgasm every time y'all insert y'all lip, y'all tongue, or y'all dick inside of us. We want an orgasm just as bad as y'all do. But we already feel the intimacy from the foreplay. We already feel the intimacy from the kissing. We already feel that. We already grab hold on that. Because we're beings that feel real quickly, so it don't take a lot. Like if you set up a whole romantic scene, boom, you got it. If you sent me some sexy text, sexing, boom, you got it. That's already intimacy for us. You see what I'm saying? So we're waiting now, anticipating for the climax at the end. And if we don't get that.
Okay.
We're disappointed. Mm-hmm. We're like, what the hell? What the hell? What the hell? You did all that? What the hell? What the hell? You did all that and what the hell? Now I gotta go in the bathroom and finish myself. What the hell? Now we mad because we're like, why did you even come if it was gonna be all about you? You know what I'm saying? Let me know first. So yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. So then it's about the nut at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day.
Hey, yes it is. Absolutely, it's about that warm sensation that's going to get on between your legs. Like, we love to feel that warm sensation of the body fluids leaving us. And then we got to wipe it up. You know, don't roll up in there. Don't roll. Hold on, let me get a towel. Let me put it down so, you know, we can do round two. But we love that sensation. It's like it's a release that is just amazing. We love that. We love to look at your penis and be like, is that me? Is that on me? Yeah, you got that, baby. Like, that's like a turn on for us. And then we be like, wipe it off and let, you know, let the mouth do what it do. You know, it's a turn on. You know, to see body fluids and you making those noises and yeah, the pleasure and the feeling is mutual. Like, yeah. If not, what the fuck? What the hell? What the hell? What the hell?
Great. Okay. Great analogy. So I guess that's all the bump and grind I got for tonight.
Okay. You gonna put a little music behind me as I give you guys some vagina knowledge, some vagina knowledge. Y'all ready? There are 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris, dedicated exclusively to female pleasure. The penis only has 4,000. So, why is it important for us to have an orgasm? Because every nerve ending has to be satisfied. You understand me? You understand? And when we say that we can take a penis, if they lie, they are lying if they say they can't take 6 inches, 7 inches, 8, 9, and 10. Why? Because the vagina is 3 to 4 inches long, but it can expand by 200% when sexually aroused, kind of like a balloon. Remember, the vagina was made to birth babies, so any dick that is big or small, it is elasticity. It can exceed, it can expand very quickly. Okay, if you have pain when getting it in when someone large, you can use dildos to help stretch the vagina wall so you can accommodate the whole package. Or ladies, you can adjust, you can move your bodies up or back, or you know, as far as you need to adjust to the penis inside your vagina so you can feel that elasticity expanding. All right. Your vagina can fall out. However, it can be tucked back in. Vagina has something in common with a shark. We have lubricants that's inside of us that's a natural lubricant. Yes, your vagina, yes, it's true. It can fall out. It can be like it can be look like it's worn out, but don't fret, it can be fixed, ladies. The average length of your labia is 3/4 of an inch long. So remember, some lips will hang down, some are tucked neatly inside, some are long, some are short, some are even, some are even beautiful. But take care of your lips, take care of your clitoris, take care of your pubic hairs, take care of your vagina, because just like elasticity, it stretches back when you take care of it. There's your vagina moment. I'll have more time on Wet Wednesday. I'll be talking about your G-spot, vagina farts, and ejaculation during orgasm. Be with us next week, y'all. Be with us next week.
Okay. Well, damn. The way you described it, I don't know if I should buy stock in it or I mean, okay. I do got a question, though.
Uh-huh. Go for it.
How is it, fellas? Hold on. I got this. Hold on. How is it? You say y'all got how many nerve endings?
8,000.
And we got how many?
4,000.
And we still busting up before you. How is this possible?
Because y'all not hitting where y'all supposed to be hitting at. Y'all worry about different places. So next week I'm going to tell you where y'all need to worry about the most. And then we will. Every time you touch this spot, oh baby, we will come first. Every time. Every time. You just got to know the vagina.
What?
And Miss Unbelievable is teaching you about our vagina.
All right. Show me how the vagina turns. So that's our show for tonight. Wet Wednesday. Tune in next week where she's going to show us how to use your G-spot. I'm trying to find some more about these nerve endings. It's going down. All buns intended.
Going down.
So any last words or last strokes on the way up out of here?
Enjoy every minute of it. Ladies, if he is not leaving you with an orgasm, leave him with the bill. That's all I'm saying. Leave him with the bill.
Well, okay then. This is going to be an expensive weekend. I don't know what to say after that. How can I come after that, y'all? I mean, damn. Have a good night. Hopefully some of the songs that we got tonight will help you. Don't forget you can go to MonstarsRadio.com. Listen to our 24-hour stream. Unlike other places, it's totally free. So, all right. Enjoy your night. I'm out of here. Peace.
See you tomorrow for Comma Cafe. Yeah. Come to the hood couch.
Woosah.
We'll be waiting. Woosah. All right, y'all. Get that money. Give them that bill. Wet Wednesday.